And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN as we continue to chug along with Kevin Ingram, Manhattan Christian College president. Of course, that's a big boy reference there if you didn't catch the chugging along.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. You know, we got to use that word this morning, chugging along, and because it's fitting with the train coming through town.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, again, is a little bit delayed here. We last heard it's going to be about 10:15 to 10:30. Got a little late start out of Topeka. Let's talk about some January events coming up here for Manhattan Christian College.
Yeah, some of the January events that we have every year, we love to promote, and we love the community supporting those. One of them is a leadership seminar, and it's coming up on Tuesday, January 14th. And this year is going to be a little bit unique. Often during this time frame, we do some that are just specifically church-related. We've done one for youth ministers. We've done one for eldership and the leaders of a church board. We've done one for church security and how to handle church security with children and different events like that. As we know in our world, the sad thing is that we do need to talk about security even at a church. And with some of the events that are going on around our nation that are so very heartbreaking. But this year, we're going to be doing a specific leadership seminar, and the theme of it's going to be Define Your Leadership. And the goal is going to be to talk about your personal leadership development and how a person could be a better leader, setting goals for themselves, defining their objectives and the things that they need to work on. And then from there, also as a part of that day, time will be given to develop a plan to reach those and help create steps to help reach those goals as leaders. And so that really would apply to whether a person works at a church, works at a business, works at a hospital, a bank. It's just a personal leadership development day that will not only include a lot of different teaching, but the opportunity to really break down what are some of the key goals and objectives they need to be working on as a leader in their role. And so we're really excited about this one, that it would be that an individual could come, because often with some of the other events, it's a church team that comes. This would be that an individual could come and really look at their leadership, their role, their goals and objectives. Our speaker is going to be Jeff Smith, and a lot of people in town ought to recognize Jeff's name. Jeff now works with 5-7 Solutions, which is an organization that he started to do business coaching, leadership training, goals and objectives. And Jeff's just a great guy. He's been in town for a long time. He's been the chaplain for the football team for a long time, and is just a well-respected leader and one of my personal friends. So I'm really thrilled for him to be a part of that. And Jeff's going to be coming sharing that, and not only as a part of that day, we look at goals and objectives. We're going to do a session on leadership rhythms, because I think we all hit different rhythms in life that are important. And then we're going to close up with about an hour of about 8 to 10 minute TED Talks on about 6 different subjects of that are important as leaders that they need to focus on. And the cost for the day is $35, which if you've looked around at different leadership seminars and leadership events, $35 is very, very reasonable. And as a part of that comes snacks and coffee, and lunch is also a part of that, the booklet that will be passed out for them to take notes in. And so we would love for people to join us that day. We'll start registration about 8:30. The event will start at 9, and we'll be done by 3:30 that afternoon. So it could really be they could go to work for a little bit, get their day started, come to the event, and then by 3:30 be back at the office and finish up things that they might need to finish that day. So again, Define Your Leadership. I'm probably going to call it hashtag Define Your Leadership, talking about their personal leadership development. And we would love for people to come. Jeff is coached and mentored through his years as chaplain, 2,000 Division 1A athletes, as well as hundreds of business leaders in various industries over the last 25 years. And so he'll bring a wealth of experience and just a lot of knowledge. And so we encourage people to call. They can go on our webpage. The site is not up yet, but it will be very soon in the next few days. And they could register, get more information. We'd love to have them. Another event coming up is February, and a lot of the women in town would recognize this one. It's our 43rd annual Women's World. It's been around a long time, very successful event for us. We have anywhere from 5 to 800 in 1 year, a high of 1,000 women and ladies who attend this event. It's February 28th and 29th. The theme this year is Adventure Awaits. The speaker is Ashley McNary. She's the creative director and director of women's ministry at Heartland Community Church at a church in Wisconsin. And the cost is $85, but that includes the event, snacks, drinks, I think 2 full meals, as well as everything else that goes along with the weekend. And it starts Friday afternoon about 4 o'clock and ends Saturday about 4 o'clock, a 24-hour period. And it's a great getaway. We have women come from states all around the Midwest and all around America. Sisters fly in from far away to join other sisters. And so we'd enjoy ladies being a part of that weekend, because it is fun. 43rd Annual Women's World, February 28th and 29th. Adventure Awaits. and cost is $85. And again, that's not on our webpage yet, but be looking for those details. They're being developed and they will be up soon. So we just wanted to give people a heads up so they can mark out those dates, Tuesday, January 14th, as well as February 28th and 29th. And I think we've got a proven track record on both of those events that they're very successful and done well and really are a benefit to the people who come. So we'd love to have people join us.
And, you know, thinking about the leadership summit here in particular, that'd probably be good for a lot of small business owners if they have employees that they want to attend this. That'd be a good outing for them.
You bet. Church leaders, small business owners, some of the employees of those small businesses have people just looking at personal growth to be the best that they can be in their leadership and in their role. And, you know, every one of us, no matter where we are in the organization, up to the top, all the way to the bottom, we all play important roles in setting goals and objectives and making sure that we're reaching those are really important. And when you look at our world, I think I heard it on one of the news stories this morning driving to work about the new model in business is about that you don't have to clock in, you don't have to clock out, you don't even have to be in the office. It's you just get your work done and are you reaching results and meeting your objectives. I think if we make more of a switch to that in the world, events like this will be even that much more important because we've got to be that self-motivated, self-directed, you know, passionate about what we do and getting our jobs done. And so we live in a world that a lot of that is changing. So we need to define what our leadership is, what we value, and make the best of that.
Yeah, well, and you said it right. I mean, motivation goes a long way for a lot of folks because it's easy to get kind of stuck in a rut for some people.
Oh, it is, and I know it. It's easy when you just get life gets so daily. I've heard it said that we just get into a daily rut, like you said, and oftentimes if we just have our goals and objectives and have written them down, and we see them visually and we've developed a plan, it helps us reach those. So it would be a good opportunity for people to have a day that they focus on doing just that.
And now the Women's World Conference, how many people do you get annually, roughly?
Between 500 and 800, and wow. Usually the average is between 600 and 700, and it's just a wonderful event. And part of the event, the ladies also support one of the scholarships that we give away, and we give away between about $8,000 and $10,000 in scholarships to young women who have bright futures. And there's also now an endowed scholarship that group has endowed that's in the $30,000 to $40,000 range that also supports student scholarships at MCC. So multifaceted to it, not only a blessing to them, but also can bless others through being a part of that event.
Yeah, scholarships are so important.
We love
hearing about those.
Yeah, especially a parent with young kids, right? You love hearing about scholarships.
Absolutely, yeah, because there's so much money out there that even people don't even always know about.
Right, totally.
All right. Again, Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram joining us here. What else do you have for us?
Well, December is just a unique time, and I thought I'd just take a few minutes here at the end and share some of the things that I think as a small private college, people understand, and one of the things our students say is the community that makes it so unique and so special. And that community is not just with their fellow students in the dorms and in their suites and in their rooms and on their floors, but it's also over the whole campus. And December gives us three events that are unique the way we celebrate that. One of them would be Winter Banquet. And it's where faculty and staff and students, the students plan it. They plan the theme, everything that's going to go on. But yet the whole community comes together to celebrate the year, the semester. And it's really a lot of fun. And it's just good food. And we even have a little bit of dancing going on. Have a DJ that helps us. And sometimes that's just one of our students. But it's just a fun night that we enjoy and spend time as a family community together. And two of the other unique things that we do, we have faculty and staff each year host open houses in their homes. And we have about four or five homes every year where then four or five other faculty and staff are assigned to each of those different four or five homes. And the students have a night where for a couple of 3 hours, they can go into faculty staff homes and enjoy a meal, enjoy fellowship. And often the different homes have different themes. One will be Mexican. One will be kind of a tailgate with hot dogs and hamburgers. One of them will be pizza. One of them will be just snacks and desserts. And so it's a lot of fun. And our students enjoy traveling around to the different homes of our faculty and staff and getting to know them even in a more personal way that you can in someone's home. And we usually kind of rotate it east and west since we all live on different sides of town. Last year was the east side of town. This year we're looking for hosts on the west side of town that would help host that. So it's just easier for our students to get back and forth instead of spending a lot of time driving. And that's a unique thing to MCC that we think is pretty special that they get to enjoy. And then my wife and I also have an open house for all the MCC faculty and staff. And we do that later on in December, and it's for the holidays. We've done it at a variety of times, sometimes in January, sometimes in December. This year we're going back to December, and it's just where my wife and I, you know, just prepare a lot of food, snacks. With every year has a different theme. And last year was kind of a Chipotle-based theme where they can make the rice and the chicken and the different things and make their own meal. And this year we're doing something different than that. And our students help us put that on for our faculty and staff. So our student government officers come in. They help us host it. Lisa and I provide all the main dishes, and the student government provides the desserts every year. And then we give door prizes to the faculty and staff and their spouses that are there. And it's just a fun day to have 3 or 4 hours where we just get away from everything else and celebrate just our family and the community that we have on campus. And I like sharing that because, you know, for a larger institution, those events are harder to pull off, and they can do it from college to college. But we do that all internally at MCC, and it's just a way that we fellowship together that adds community to what we do, and that personal connection that we can have in such a unique way because we are a small campus. So fun times at MCC celebrating during the holidays.
Yeah, and you can't get that everywhere. Manhattan Christian College, very unique here in the Manhattan community, located right across from Kansas State University on Anderson Avenue. It's always great to talk with you, Kevin.
Always you as well. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving with family.
You too, and we'll see you again in a couple months.
Yes, sir.
That's going to do it here for In Focus today. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, the featured guest, and we'll be having Sharla Meisenheimer on. One of the things she'll be talking about is Small Business Saturday, among other things. Stay tuned. We've got the Clark Howard Show up next here on News Radio KMAN.